As a Christian, it is our duty to pray. Prayer is the most important part or element of our Christian life. Now the question is, the silly question is, to whom do we pray? To whom do we pray? Oh, you are lost. It seems that you do not pray because you do not know to whom you pray. It is God, right? God is the object of our prayer. So we address our prayer to God. Do you address your prayer to your husband, to your partner, or significant other? No. Only to God, because God is the object of our prayer. Does it make sense? Okay, good. Good, children. Now, the question is, since God is the object of our prayer, and we address our prayer to God, the next question is, do we know Him clearly? Do we know at least His trait, whom we address our prayer, our petition? Perhaps many would say, oh, I just say prayer to God. It doesn't matter whether I know Him well, I know His trait or not. It doesn't matter. But real prayer, dear brothers and sisters, needs that we must know who God is, especially His trait. You know why? Because in prayer, we establish a relationship. So prayer is not just asking. Asking for that, asking for this. But first and foremost, prayer is a relationship. Isn't it that before you get married, you have to know your significant other, right? I don't have a wife, but you know it more. You have to know more your partner because you have to establish a relationship with him or with her. So same is true in prayer. So again, I repeat, in prayer, we establish a relationship. That's why we need to know who is this God whom we address and we establish our relationship. This is the experience of Abraham in our first reading. For Abraham, God whom we address our prayer is a close God. God is near, and most especially, God is approachable. Approachable God. He is not a strict and cranky God, but He is a God who is approachable. Isn't it that it's good if we address our prayer to a God who is approachable rather than a distant God, a God who is indifferent, a God who is cranky, and a God who is strict? I ask you, do you want to pray to a God who is cranky, who is strict? What would you choose? Of course, a God who is near, a God who is approachable. And the approachability of God in our first reading is manifested in His being a forbearing God. You know what is forbearance? Forbearance is a trait similar to being patient. Remember here the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. And of course, when one sinned, it is but natural that he should be punished. That is according to the justice of God. But here, Abraham bargained. Pardon me for using the word. He bargained with God. He was so daring. He was so bold in bargaining to God. What, Lord, If you see in Sodom and Gomorrah 50 people, 20 people who are good and innocent people, will you still continue punishing them? Here, as what I have said, shows the forbearance of God. And God said, no, no, I will not punish because there are innocent people there. So here, actually being a forbearing person shows that you are an approachable person, a very good person, because God is close. God is near to his people. Even these people sinned greatly against his law, against his love. Now that is the challenge for each one of us when we address God in our prayer. We should know that he is, again I repeat, an approachable God, a God who is a forbearing God, merciful, forgiving God, and a loving God. St. Paul states in our second reading that the way in which God really showed his approachability and nearness or closeness to us is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is a way in showing the closeness of God to us through baptism. Why did St. Paul mention baptism? What has baptism got to do with our relationship with God? St. Paul says or states that we are buried with Christ and raised to new life with Christ in baptism. So baptism is not just a mere sacrament, but it is the way in which we were buried and rose again to new life with Christ. So it is a way. It is a path. So it is God who really took the initiative in approaching us through baptism. In baptism, Christ associated with us new life. For that is his purpose in coming to us, giving us new life so that we'll be able to achieve salvation. Christ released us from the bonds of sin. Remember that we all are born in this world with sin in our nature. And it is baptism that erased this sinful nature in us. So thanks be to the merits and efforts of Jesus Christ. So the bands of sin which separates us from God is broken through this baptism. So in Christ, we have a way or a path to really approach God. And it is through the sacrament of baptism. Now in the Gospel of Luke portrays Jesus to be prayerful or praying always. Here, his disciples ask him, Lord, teach us to pray. So that means Jesus was always attuned with the will of the Father in showing us his prayer, his prayerful attitude and disposition. So Jesus, in teaching his disciples the way to pray, started with this word, Abba, Father, Daddy, Papa. So that means Jesus wanted to show to his disciples and to each one of us that we should address God as our Daddy, Abba, Father. And what is a father? A father is understanding. A father, a real father, is a provider. He would provide everything for his kids, for the family. That is the essence of a father. And so Jesus, in our prayer, should know or should let us realize that we are addressing a father who is a good provider. A father in here, in teaching us this shortest version of our Father, Jesus wanted to show his disciples his own experience of the Father. And what is that experience? The Abba experience. That Jesus' relationship with the Father is characterized as a love experience. There was no experience of Jesus, of sadness, everything. But it was an experience of love, experience of goodness, an experience of sweetness. That's why Jesus, in teaching his disciples the Our Father, wanted his disciples also to experience the immense love, the goodness of the Father, the embrace of the Father. So this is his prayer. This is how we should pray. We should know that our God, again, in the first reading, is God who is near to us, close to us, an approachable God whom a child can easily go to the Father without inhibition. Because if your father is a punisher, if your father is strict, if your father is cranky, you will be inhibited to go to your father. But if your father is approachable, if your father is close to you, you do away with all inhibitions. And this is what Jesus wanted his disciples and all of us to experience. That again, we have a God, we have a Father who is very close to us, who can easily forgive us, who is approachable to us, and he will do everything to provide for our means, for our own betterment, for our own welfare. So brothers and sisters, every time, every day, moment, hour, we say our Father, let us always capture that Abba experience of Jesus, and let also other people do the same. May they also experience that sweetness of the Father, that goodness of the Father, that closeness of the Father, that we don't want to miss his embrace, we don't want to miss his presence in our life.